The Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by Mid-Carolina Service Company.
Mid-Carolina Service Company is the first name to search for your residential or commercial HVAC needs in Lexington and surrounding areas.
Just go holler at Jason and Clint. They'll hook you up on the air conditioners, on the restaurant equipment, refrigerators, refrigeration, ice machine repair. They've been doing this for years. I know them cats forever.
Family owned and operated since 2006, they pride themselves in their quality work and customer relationships. Call 803-356-4153 or visit midcarolinaserviceco.com for no obligation quote for service today. This episode of Hilltop Glove Podcast is brought to you by the Simon Marketing Agency. Turn an ordinary business into an extraordinary one since 2020. Simon James and his team do the hard work of attracting new customers so you can focus on making your business exceptional. As a brand marketing expert, Simon specializes in creating a unique and unforgettable identity for your business. From generating awareness to captivating content creation and strategic advertising, Simon Marketing Agency has you covered. Elevate your business today. Give them a call at 843-942-8880 or email them at simon@smasimon.com. Visit them at www.simonmarketing.agency. Make sure to follow them on Instagram at BrandSimonTV.
This episode of the Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by Bob's. Bob's is a Columbia-based retailer of over 100 Black-owned products from 20 Black-owned businesses. Bob's offers a wide range of items from household cleaning, cosmetics, and everything in between. With every visit to Bob's, you support the Black-owned businesses, giving them the opportunity to grow and establish connections with our community. Bob's is located inside the Noma Warehouse at 2222 Sumter Street in Columbia, South Carolina. Visit their website, WeShopBops.com, for in-store pickup or to find out more. Bops can also be found via social media on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at WeShopBops. When you stop by, tell them the Hilltop Glove sent you. Bops brings quality Black brands to the Columbia community. The Hilltop Glove Podcast is sponsored by True Brilliance Entertainment.
True Brilliance is a production, promotions, and management company dedicated to connecting artists and producers across the Carolinas to music industry professionals.
Several of their clients have placements both domestic and internationally as a result of their services.
Are you an artist or producer looking to build meaningful relationships within the music industry? Then True Brilliance is for you. Check them out at paramilitary.com. That's spelled P-A-I-R-A military.com.
Welcome to the Hilltop Glove Podcast.
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 Welcome to the Hilltop Glove Podcast. Today we have the honor of introducing Brittany Wright and Noel Lawhorn, the host of Redefining You Podcast. Their podcast is dedicated to inspiring and encouraging individuals who are intentional about redefining themselves and their purpose. They offer a safe space to discuss a variety of topics, including mental health, brokenness. Oh, I like that one. Breakthroughs and journaling. Brittany is a mother, nurse, gym enthusiast, and CEO of Gym Fit Apparel in Charleston. She brings her passion for health and fitness to her podcast and inspires listeners to take care of their mind and body. Noel, on the other hand, is a public speaker, life coach, and realtor at Realty One Group Coastal, where she mentors newly licensed agents. She shares valuable tips about real estate for new home buyers, making her YouTube channel a go-to resource for anyone looking to navigate the complex world of real estate. Together, Brittany and Noel make a dynamic duo that offers a unique perspective on personal growth and development. Tune into their podcast, Redefining You, for insightful conversations and practical advice on how to redefine yourself and live your best life. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you two doing?
Oh, good. First of all, let me just say, I've never heard our bios like read out like that.
I know.
It's interesting.
I like her. She's good.
Y'all can thank Tamaya Allen for putting that together so
well. Shout out to you, girl.
Yes, yes. But man, happy Saturday. I always like to say that to people. It starts off well. It's beautiful out there. It's nice and warm down here in Charleston today. Yeah. We aren't all the way downtown, but we in the region. I always like to tease about that because I'm online and on certain shows, they always say they're in Charleston. They'll be in Mom's Corner. So I always like to talk trash about that. But we always like to start each episode with a little background history of our guests just to familiarize our audience with you all. Of course, we did an extensive breakdown on that background, told them a lot about you all, but it wasn't everything. Mm-hmm. Could you explain what it was like growing up for you all? Of course, each one take your turn, but growing up in Charleston, South Carolina, and what influenced you as a child growing up, and how did you two meet each other?
Ooh, you want me to give that story?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me start with how we met, because that will flow. We're actually sisters. Most people think we're friends, which we have been friends, but we're sisters for real, for real.
Yes.
So my dad has married her mom, and we are for real sisters.
What?
Since we were teenagers, yes.
Yes.
We were best friends, and then both of us have deceased parents.
Yep.
Her mother passed away, and my dad passed away when we were very young children, 4 and 7. And so we had two widowed parents, and we played parent trap on them.
I was about to say.
No lie.
Parent trap.
So, like, y'all were besties who made yourselves sisters.
Correct. And it was the best thing ever.
Right. And so, listen, so we literally met in second grade, though,
yeah,
on the playground, because we found out our birthdays were a day apart. Yeah, we just get better.
You can't be playing
with
us.
Wait, y'all signs.
Oh, it's funny. So, November 21st, November 22nd.
Oh,
so that means we are
cuss,
Scorpios,
baby,
and Sagittarius.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it's a whole combination of crazy.
Gang, gang.
That part. imagine being parents to two children like this, and we both have brothers outside of it. So it was a sister and a brother, and then our parents got married. Blended all of us together, and now we share a little brother together.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're missing one more before you're the Brady Bunch.
Correct.
Pretty much.
Gosh.
Like, for real, for real.
For real. Like, we're
no
sisters.
TV.
No. We have tried to explain this to Kevin, like, 20 times. And I don't think it
hasn't registered.
No. Right. This is
he never told me y'all were sisters.
Like. Because he doesn't believe it. And I keep telling him the same thing. I'm like, we are sisters. He's like, but y'all just flow and, like, y'all's conversation. I'm like,
we've been doing this for a while.
We live together.
We
were sisters.
Yeah, like, no lie. Like, same rooms. Like, we're in the same house.
Absolutely,
Wow. Celebrated birthdays and things together. So, I was like, what we doing? Okay, your day is first. My day is, how we going to merge? Because when 12 o'clock happens, it's no longer your day. It's my
day.
My day. So, okay, we've been merging and working together flawlessly since we were little. So,
Gracious. So, growing up.
That's our parents.
That part. We survived.
What kind of children were you?
They survived.
That part.
I like to say that we were great children. I think we did amazing things, and our parents are very proud today that we survived. My dad always says, "Whew, I didn't know for a minute if we were going to survive or y'all were going to survive and what y'all were going to become." So I don't know how you want to take that, but that's what he tells us as adults now.
I mean, that sounds accurate from a parent point of view.
Yes.
No clue, man.
No.
But he does say he's very proud.
Very
of
proud
the
of
women
us.
That we've become. And I think I will say one of the biggest, most influential moments with our parents, regardless, like, we can't even talk about teenage years because we have daughters, so I will never
disclose.
I was
about to ask if you all had children.
We do. We have daughters.
Okay.
And I have one on the way. And
blessings.
Thank you. And so I think the most influential part of just growing up and becoming an adult was going through the divorce. And we went through a divorce at very similar times. He's literally 3 months behind me in a divorce situation.
So we divorced at the same time.
Correct. Basically, just 3 months behind each other.
Right. Y'all scaring our Antoine right now. Wait.
No, Antoine, we did not set it up. And we're like, let's just leave them. No, we were literally like, I mean, we have cried years together and tried to like, oh, girl, you just got to, you know, you just got to pray about it. Like, you're going to make it with him. Like, you just got to keep waiting until the point where we realized, like, we were dying. Yeah. And it was like, we are dying a slow death here. What do we do? Mm. And we talk about it in our first episode of Redefining You, where I just placed this call to her one day, and I was like, I haven't moved in days. And, like, I'm this faithful person, and I'm always telling y'all to have this big faith. But I was like, my faith is supposed to be the size of a mustard seed. It's like on a floss string. Hey. And I was like, I just don't even know, like, what to do. And she was like, I don't know either, but we just gotta sit still until God answers. Somebody got to answer. And it was like, okay, let's just sit still. We got each other. That's and, true. Like, we would literally go through the divorce, and we would talk on the phone 8 to 12 hours. She would work a whole shift in the nurse. If your auntie is named Abigail, I know all of her stuff from her chart because I was in her ear when she was working that day.
Because sorry, it was just Abigail.
Sorry. It was just a hard time to experience, but you still had to be a mother. You still had to be a RN. You still had to be a real estate agent. I still had clients who were, you know, spending $250,000 on a home and very emotional. And it's like, I have my own emotions, I have to show up to work and be professional and absolutely handle it and get it done, because now it's just me. You know, it's just us as the head of the households. And it's like, how are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. And be all of these things. And so we literally will pop in earbuds. I mean, I think I went through about 4 pairs of earbuds because I would kill them, die, step on them, lose them. But literally she would be in my ear for like 8 to 12 hours a day. And then we just kick back in and be like, oh, okay, hey, girl, yeah, you all right? Yeah, girl, did you hear that client? Like, they have lost their minds. But you know what? I'm going to pray about them because I got bigger things to fry, fish to fry. That's how we survived divorce, was together. And I mean, by the grace of God, we had each other. But we also had 2 parents who were experienced the death of a family in a different way. They were widows. Their families fell apart because of
no choice,
right? Yep. And so they're looking at us going, well, y'all just gonna walk away? Like, how are y'all about to do this? And I think as the months went on, they were just like, we would call and they're like, how you doing? You don't sound, you know, you all right today? And it's like, yeah, I'm okay. And then you try to vent to them, like, you know, I'm going through such and such. Literally our parents' answer was, have you talked to your sister? Because they knew.
Right.
Literally.
We don't know how to get you through this.
But your sister.
She got you. Call your sister. And then it'd be times where, like, you know, there'll be times where, like, Brittany would make this drastic transition into something else. And, like, I'll never forget, her dad called me one night. And I'm like, I've got 2 plates of food in my hand. I'm burning something up on the stove, right? And he's like, I need you to talk to your sister. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I had a rough day, too. Like,
you know? I got mochi.
But I will say it brought all us experiencing the divorce actually brought our entire family closer together, because we all realized, like, we really have to have each other. We all walk through major journeys in life and experience heartbreak and heartache and death. And we have to grieve this out together and become stronger in order for us to see the other side of this. And, like, I think that was the pivotal moment of our parents looking at us and going, these are full-grown women that we were a little nervous about them before, but these are some great women. Like, these are 2 powerful, strong women, and they're going to be okay as long as they have each other. And that's what they did. They used to tell us all the time. They raised us to be twins. Like, we raised y'all as twins.
Y'all really are. Yeah. This is I work with triplets, right?
Yeah.
And I know 2 of them very well. And their thread, I always like to tease the thread that they have between them. Like, y'all know y'all got a soul thread. You can't get rid of it, right?
Yeah.
You all are giving off that energy.
Yeah, y'all get that twin strong energy. Man. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. But I'm appreciating the background so I can understand why you all are the way you are. Of course, so we talked about how you all met each other. We talked a little bit about your childhood growing up here in Charleston. Where did you all go to school?
So we went to the same schools except for middle school. We met in elementary school. And then it's funny because where we lived at the time, before she moved into our house, we went to different middle schools, which is funny because we were always at each other's middle schools. Yes. Like if she had a dance or they had some kind of prom, we went together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when I had a prom or something, we went together. And we always dressed different from whatever the dress code was. We did something completely different.
Yeah.
We are twins. Yes.
Yeah.
So we came as twins.
Yeah.
But if it was formal, we came with jeans and a tie-dye shirt and shoestrings in our hair. We used to wear shoestrings, airbrush, shoestrings, and we had matching Jordans. We were off the chain. We were great. People really loved us. But then high school, we went to Stratford here in Somerville.
Yes.
Go ahead, Somerville.
Yes, and we had a great day. We had a great time at Stratford. Yeah. Shout out Knight.
But I think it also had to play with like the fact that, you know, our families had blended when we went to middle school. That was a time where our parents got together and we had now, you know, started living together as a group. And so it was crazy, like she said, we experienced each other's schools. And so by the time we got to high school, it was like, oh, I know everybody from that middle school and my middle school. Mm. And so it was, you know, it was like a very easy transition for us to go
into. We had
into,
double friends.
Yeah, to go into high school.
Yeah, backup friends.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
So we, if you ever meet people from around this way, they always know it's Brittany and Noelle. And like, they always know us to be together. We went separate colleges. Obviously, we chose two different complete career fields and stuff.
Yeah.
So no, that seriously. Was our only time that we actually like had a moment where we grew up separate. Like we experienced life differently and separate, and like it was hell for us. That was the life we created that led us to divorce.
It was hell for us.
It really was, because that was the moment, like you said, where we're like, we came back together. It was like, what did we do apart? We should have been together the whole time. Yeah.
You all tried not to twin and saw that it did not work.
Correct. So really T and Tamara, good luck, because y'all are trying this and you see T and just got a divorce.
I'm trying to tell you.
We have been watching, like, I'm telling you that we created in that period was a life that we created. And then we had to go back during getting a divorce and unraveling it, going, okay, well, now I got you, so let's figure this out differently.
Again.
Yeah. And it's actually come back together and it's been working.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Life is great.
Yeah.
Life has been redefined on so many
levels. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Plug. Life has been redefined. Yeah,
y'all. She gonna always plug it in.
Always.
Smart. She gonna always brand something.
Always brand. Please keep plugging. Always plug. Because this is always interesting. And we were discussing this before we began, but it's nice, like, if you do a podcast, I'll tell anybody that does any content creation, if you work on a podcast, being able to go into a room and not have to set it up and just sit down and talk. I know you all are feeling very liberated by that right now.
Absolutely.
We're going to set up people today.
Shout out to Link Studio.
Shout out. Link Studio. Go ahead,
thank you, Link. And whoever the cameraman is, I appreciate you.
We appreciate you, too.
I promise you, I have stepped on a few Canon battery packs. I'm like, if I just jump on it, it'll work.
Right. Oh, it worked.
Sit down. Press record.
It's real. You gotta shake up the electrons.
No, you do sometimes.
You learn a lot. Like, oh my God.
What have you all, speaking of which, because of course we want to talk about this podcast world. And the main thing I always like to tell folks is the podcast world is sadly is becoming oversaturated. But it's not a bad thing, because you get a variety of different information and content.
Personalities and energies.
Yes.
Like, absolutely.
I'm going to be honest, this is one of those days where we record a lot of podcasts at the same time, but y'all are just like, you come in here with your own little thing going on. And we're riding y'all's wave now.
We're here to look at y'all to see what y'all are doing. And so when you all decided to do a podcast, of course, you already actually kind of answered this. Of course, just explain why you chose the name of her podcast that you chose. And do you believe that everybody has the opportunity to redefine themselves at any point in their lives? And just from hearing you all talk, I know y'all believe that. Could you break that down a little bit for us? Just I'm going to start off from the top again. Why and when did you all decide to start a podcast? And then why the name? Do you believe everybody has an opportunity to redefine themselves?
I was like, that's such a heavy question. Like when I was even reading it, when you guys sent it, I was like, man, it's so, like, that is packed. So, starting redefining you, literally, before that, literally we came in here and was like, we're about to go in here and just tell these people exactly what we just do every day. And people listen to us. And so, to answer your last question, absolutely. Every day you wake up, you have a chance to redefine you, exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. And with redefining you, we are definitely, if you listen to us, faith-based. Everything is God. And so, therefore, when I think of it, waking up and getting close to God's will, every day you have a chance to do that. You just have to decide. Are you going to make the decision to? And then are you going to walk into the instructions to do that? And that can go a whole other way, because I can go far with my preaching and teaching, as people preach. Like to say, right? but as far as redefining you, we literally, this came together from our divorce.
Middle of it.
In the middle of it. But literally, one of those 8-12-hour talks was midnight one night. I'm laying on my couch. Who knows what she was doing around her house somewhere. Probably cleaning or something, because we do random things at 2 and 3 in the morning. Sure, especially sure. when we're talking. But everything hits at 12 a.m. for me. 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. Your best ideas, I feel like if you're a creator, you understand that. Mm-hmm. Literally, we're like, redefining you. It really came from a song that we started listening to. It's I can't remember the pastor that sings the song, but we heard the word redefining, and we knew we were going through this transition of things were starting to become redefined. We weren't doing it. It just in transition, things were shifting, but we were becoming these new people that we didn't really yet understand, but we knew we were shifting and moving. And so we're like, man, people are watching us in this. So many people are coming up to us saying, girl, I don't know how you're walking through this. Like, she literally had clients. Things were just shifting. She had clients that were starting to go through divorce. And she's like, yeah, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I had women coming up to me or in the hospital like, oh, I'm going through a divorce. I'm like, whoa.
You didn't tell them anything.
Nothing.
Didn't tell them anything. Nothing. This was just starting to shift around us, right?
Yeah.
And so because that was happening, we would see the opposite of what we were going through. So these women were 50 and 60 years old, falling apart, losing things.
Yes.
And here we are, not just gracefully walking, but we have a partner. Yeah. And we're like, most people don't have partners to walk through this.
Right.
They have no idea what this feels like by yourself, especially if you have children and all these things involved. So with us, we're like, man, we got to really help people. And we weren't thinking podcasts at the time. We're like, how can we do this? We were thinking some kind of Zoom, some kind of community thing.
Right.
But of course, laying on this couch, and we just start coming up with these names. We literally came up with this podcast in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All
10 episodes. All the names. Like, literally,
everything.
I was like, oh my God, we have to rewrite our story. Oh my God, that we have to reintroduce ourselves. And it just started, and I was like, and you know, I'm big in branding. And so it just started with all these rewords, R-E. Like, it was, and it was like, they were just coming to me on paper.
Alliteration.
That part. I wrote them so quickly. I still have this journal entry. I wrote it in my journal. It was the quickest book I had next to me, right? Because I live in this journal.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey.
And I wrote it down in this journal because they were coming so fast. They came in order of the episodes that we wrote, that we have recorded, and that we are still recording. They came in order, but I can't, when I go back to this journal, I wrote them in neon orange. And it is, you know that it was so quickly coming to me because I can't read what I wrote.
Right.
I had to go back and type this to give this to our editor. And I was like, just give me a minute because I know the words, but like, I'm trying to make sure that this was why that word came to me, because like, I'm saying we have to rewrite our story. And she's just going off. So let me tell you about our connection, right? Because like, you asked the question. I already knew that she was going, we've not practiced. We saw y'all questions, the prep work to this thing. We've not talked about that. We were in a room talking about something totally different that happened this week, okay?
Of course.
We have not practiced anything for this podcast today. We're just here flowing, and this is us. And that's how we do this greatly.
Good.
And so I knew when you asked the question, I was like, she's going to answer that the option, does anybody have the opportunity? Because that's her answer.
Yeah.
I am the process person. Mm. So how the podcast came together and worked together is my answer. And I was like, what? She's going to get, and she literally starts and she's like, yeah, I believe everybody has that opportunity. I'm the background person. So I'm like, but this is how it started.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And I promise you, it's literally as the episodes, when you see the titles of the episodes, that is how it came to us. It came from an inspiration from Donald Lawrence, is the pastor, and the song is called Rewritten.
Yeah.
And it was talking about, you know, God having the opportunity to rewrite your story, but it's up to you to accept the rewritten version. You can't keep going back to these old past ways and expecting a different thing, right? And you know, it's like definition of insanity, right?
True,
you're repeating the same thing.
Changing your
There you go. And so I was like, that's what it is. It's like we're getting through the law of attraction. It's like the moments we feel down and out, God gives us this reminder of these people, like she said, 60-year-old, 50-year-old women who are saying, like, I'm falling apart. Like, I mean, y'all, I'm talking to people saying, hey, I just got out of 2 weeks in the asylum because of my divorce. And they're looking at us going, what are you doing? Like, how are you smiling? How your skin is glowing. And it's like, no, we have our days, but I know I don't want to be where in your shoes. So yeah, I have to keep going this route that apparently I'm being transitioned through. And so, but like she said, it was just good to have each other. And so podcast was not the answer for us. We sat on this journal entry in this name for months. And then the more people we told our story to and the more people that we came in contact with, it was like, I guess podcast is the easiest way to get it out, you know, and to get the information. And then the community will be built off of that. And like the community, I don't want to spoil the last question, but like the community is coming. Yeah. Like the women, you know, we're starting to set up brunch meetings and things with women. And it's all different things. They're not just divorcees. We don't want to say that redefining you is just about divorce. It is literally about any male, female. It is about anyone who literally realizes I can't continue the same path of this loop you know, mistakes or regret or brokenness and how I feel. Something has to be on the other side. I may not see it. I may not know what it is. I don't even know what I look like on the other side of this. I just know that there's something greater and a different version of me that will show up if I put the work in.
Right.
Good point.
And we're just the examples. That's it.
We put the work in.
Right. And how we came up with the titles of each thing, we literally had to sit back. So sometimes you have to go back. You have to reflect. Yes. And we had to think about what did we go through at what moment.
Yep.
And I think that also became real for us because we're like, we went through that.
And you had to think about it.
We had to
reflect.
Right. Yep. Yes. We literally had to go through, okay, when we were here.
Last time on my life.
Yep.
Yeah.
You gotta do it all the time.
You do.
Because otherwise, you end up locking stuff away because you don't want to look at it. It sucks. You don't want to look at it.
Good point.
You don't.
That's so real, though.
It's so real. But then you won't know how far you came, and then you won't have the hope that you should have moving forward of, like, dang, I came from that, and I'm much better than what I used to be. So you have to reflect. But that's how we came up with each title. So if we're kind of in some videos, I think in some sessions, we're kind of like, well, wait a minute. It's because we had to really think. And like we said, we just flow. We don't really, nothing is pre-recorded. Nothing is talked about. We're just like, this is the title.
Yeah.
Show up at 2. We're recording. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the other part. So, yeah, redefining you is not practice.
It's not practice.
It is not pre-recorded. It is, ask Kevin, the editing is.
That's what they were talking. Y'all don't realize we had the conversation before we started. They were talking about this editing process. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But you're right.
The editor they keep talking about, that's Kevin.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kevin. Shout out to Kevin. You don't know you're an angel along the path. But, like, literally, there's nothing. He can't believe it. That's what he's not got to the point where we're sisters. I think he's still stuck in the part that you guys we're sit friends. Down and y'all just talk and flow.
Flow, yeah.
And no, it's like, yeah.
Flow, yeah, but Tamaya does a lot of research. Yeah, sure about research.
Stuff up, make sure things are going in the right direction. For instance, for us, we don't get off track because we can be troublemakers.
Sure. That's why we sit here with these stools.
Yeah, to keep us balanced.
We're going to stay right here in the center and stay right here.
That's something I think that's important for people to hear, specifically in the podcast world with the amount of information that's out there, content shows where you have folks who are trying to give you life advice, career advice, and et cetera. One of the things I don't think people really touch on is failure. That's why I like what y'all do. Because Kevin and I, we always talk about this all the time. Everybody loves to talk about their success and being at the top of a mountain.
But absolutely.
Like, no one was really born at the top of a mountain. You have to get there eventually. Right. And 9 times out of 10, we're all going to experience something that makes us feel like we're a failure.
Yeah.
Or that we didn't the stumble.
That's right? That's what makes that's the hero's journey. That's correct. The story.
Yeah, you gotta get up.
Yes. Yeah, like you have
it's
to.
It's a devastating blow.
And so to be able to hear somebody talk about it and explain how you can also overcome. It's one of the things that does bring a lot of people in. And I know you're all talking about your faith. It does bring people towards faith because you realize one of the things that you have to do to be able to see an outcome that is not there, invisible. So with your podcast, and I know just speaking about everybody having the opportunity to redefine themselves at any point in their life, could you speak to our audience about how you all have embodied that? And could you give some words of encouragement to our audience and members who have also, because people that listen to our, I guess some people, look, they're listening to us because we don't know how to adult. Not as millennials. We actually suck at this. And so we don't have, this is the reason why this podcast exists. It's because we, Kevin and I, we're, again, it's funny, we were having a conversation. It was midnight. But we were having a conversation, and it was during the pandemic, and we were just like, hey, man, we want to speak to people because we like talking. We're talkative people. We want to go out. We want to rub people, say, hey, what's going on? Kiss babies, slap people on the behind, all that good stuff, right? That's what we do. Oh. And since we could not.
It's like presidential.
We politic. We politic. And since we weren't able to politic.
I can't picture either one of y'all slapping behind. It's like, I mean, like, you know, maybe behind closed doors, but just like randomly walking through the party slapping booty. No, I can't see that.
So we would never do that. We never do that. Yeah, we would never do that. But I have to say it to make it, you know, make life right. Light a bit.
Yeah, I feel that.
But yeah, it's something that we saw. We were like, you know what? We want to be able to speak with people who know how to do what it is people are not able to do themselves. And we're talking about people that have failed at creating businesses. Now, failed
at
that
once or twice,
right? Yeah. Failed at creating businesses. Failed out figuring out how to find educational resources, failed at figuring out how to take care of their health properly, those types of things. And so we created our podcast as a, I always like to call it a digital Rolodex. So if you go to our podcast, they can go to our podcast and find you all.
Yes.
They say, ooh, these people do this.
Let
you want
to see people
out
that are doing cool stuff?
Yep. Come look at our podcast. And then from there, they can go and find, and it creates a network, right?
Yes.
And so the cool thing about having you all on the podcast today is it gives an outreach. And this is one of Kevin's big things, too. Skip's big thing. He loves this. He said, we must have balance. And I'm like, what do you mean? We must have balance. We have to have men and women, and we need the understanding and the perspective from both. Because without it, we are doomed to have failure. And yes. I'm like, so with having you all on here, specifically female-oriented podcasts in the sense of not that you all don't give information to men or anything like that, but since you all are the heads of it, could you explain that importance of being able to fail and get back up just so our people make them feel better? They need to know this. I think you all be the perfect people to talk about it.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to start off it just quick because I know that you're going to get your thoughts together and you're going to come in and like, put it
on. I'm gonna bother y'all too. I'm gonna give y'all even more stress. You ready? Watch this. I've been married for a year, a month, and a couple of days and hours. And so, this is.
You congratulations!
Great!
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So.
And let me just say
we're
this.
Right now.
I know. So how do you?
Like, help me help you.
Get my paper. Like, help you. No, and we are huge, huge, huge fans of marriage, and we are. I like to say we were just being Eve to the wrong Adam, and that's it.
That is it.
We literally like okay. So we said we were having this conversation in the back. We were not practicing these questions. So please continue to keep asking the questions and make sure you we don't know the questions.
Not at all.
But we were in the room, and that's exactly what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So I can only give my perspective, right? Mm-hmm. So my perspective is I had to take a moment to realize, like, why I was operating and failing. The things that were failing, I am good at what I am good at. I am fantastic and great at, right? Mm. But I was failing at some other areas in my life, right? And the people that loved me or people I considered to be, like, close to me didn't want to be around me or they seemed a little standoffish. And it was like, what is going on with me, right? Mm. And so I had to realize is because I was in survival mode for so long. I grew up with, again, a widow, a mom that was raising two kids because her husband died of a rare cancer at 32, and she just survived. She taught me everything she knew and just was like, okay, just make it.
Yeah, right.
And so when I go to her and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm just having this terrible day and I'm crying, she's like, okay, like, girl, you better get it together, you know?
Yeah.
And so I grew up thinking that that was the way that you deal with emotions and heartbreak and failure is to process. Sit down, plan it out, and move past it, right? Don't attach to your emotions. Don't get too emotional with
don't
it.
And so I was with it,
there
right?
you go. So right. I was hard. I was the epitome and definition of the independent woman, right? Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, that survival mode and then going through a marriage and being in survival mode, mm-hmm. all of that led to the devastating blow of divorce. All of it did. So is the divorce something that I can say happened and I failed completely at life and like my family failed or any of that stuff? This is where the redefinition of myself had to come in because mm-hmm. I had to look at it with new eyes and realize that I didn't have character flaws that were, you know, pushing people away. I had trauma that was right. coming out and speaking first right. before they knew who I was and the character of me. Because the character of me is nurturing. The character of me is this loving, compassionate person who's super passionate, who deals with people pleasing on a daily basis, you know, but you didn't see that first because I was in survival mode. I was stifling emotions to make it to the next day. Okay. And so what that means and what I tell anybody is if you feel like you're looking around and life isn't going the way that you want it to go, or maybe you had this plan, but now you're on plan C because plan B epically failed. Plan mm-hmm. A is closing up shop, you know, then right. I would tell you this is the internal work. Yeah. You need to sit down and realize what's going on with you internally because there's something in you that has gotten you off the plan and off the path that is purpose for you. Mm-hmm. You can be successful in purpose work, but coming into it with trauma bags and right. being weighted down with it is not going to be the answer to it. And so that's to wrap it all back up with what she said, I love marriage. Mm-hmm. The idea of marriage to me is like, that is rest. Mm-hmm. That is reassurance. That is security. That is, as a woman, you know, that is all these things. That is freedom. That is joy. That is hope. That is love.
Go ahead.
It
okay?
is.
So that is marriage. And as a woman, as speaking from a woman's perspective, when I get remarried, it is because y'all will know, okay? Y'all will know. Y'all like, Noelle got remarried because there is her rest.
Yeah.
That man is her peace, yeah. right? Because he's going to bring this sense of rest because we are wedded together on purpose. We are walking through a purpose journey together now. And so I won't have to survive. I don't have to fight the mechanic. I don't have to argue with the HVAC technician anymore.
I like these punchy
I don't
things.
Have to be all of these things. I don't have to be the right. breadwinner yeah. and yeah. win every and bring in every single dollar into my home.
Scraping.
There you go. I don't have to survive anymore. I don't have to make sure that I reorder the checks every month on this date because I God forbid I missed the check for my daughter's Chorus t-shirt. All of that stuff is pressure. All of that stuff is like when you miss one of those moments or you fail, quote unquote, as a mother because you didn't reorder the checks because the school only accepts checks. All of that comes down as failure to you, right? And it puts pressure on you. This is what women are going through. This is the female perspective of it. So when we say as females, we are seeking rest. We are seeking peace. This is why we're seeing this movement and shift happen in society is because people are realizing, oh my God, I can't keep going the way that I'm going or I'll forever be stuck in this loop. And for me, I had to redefine myself because I was like, this is not who I was created to be, mm-hmm. like at mm-hmm. all. I know who I am and I know what great characters character traits and attributes I have, but they can't shine if I'm still carrying all of this with me. I did not fail. Marriage does not fail. It is, you have to work it and you have to realize y'all are on purpose together. So when he doesn't wash your car, ladies, and you know, maybe he washed your car, but he didn't clean the inside out. Ooh. Listen, unless you have been in the phase where you had to wash the car mm-hmm. and get a step ladder to clean the top of it, true. Dry it off, true. Wash it side by side because it's going to dry on one side yep. faster than go on the other side, mm-hmm. and then get a step ladder to do the top last and then go back and re-dry it real fast before the dry bubbles hit. And then you still, after you've done all that for 2 hours, and then you still have to clean the inside
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
because the child got fruit snacks and everything else stuck to the window, and God knows the amount of French fries and pins that you have. Unless you have done that for years, okay, years, you will appreciate the man that comes and washes the car. It don't have dry bubbles on it, but he may not have cleaned the inside of it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Grab you an Amaral wipe. Don't do it in the front yard. Go drive down the street put your hazard lights on and do your Amaral wipe and wipe it down. And don't say nothing. Appreciate that, man.
And be like, baby, thank you so much for cleaning my car.
You're not in survival mode anymore. Because what does that kid do when you sit there for 2.5 hours? You know, my wake-up call? That's my story, and it's real. I was washing the car, and my 7-year-old daughter caught herself chasing a ball in the street and almost got ran over because I was washing, and I almost missed it because I was washing the car.
Got you.
And so to me,
you tied that in hard.
I'm telling
you,
it's real though. Yeah, it's real. Yeah. The perspective, like the people's experiences, are real. And so for me, washing the car and stuff like that and having to do that as a woman was like a failure to me. It was like, I cannot keep doing all of it. I don't have time to do all of this and be great. So now I'm just literally like rinsing the car off and driving it through. There you go. Driving it through a drive-through.
Put it on the rain. Yes. So find it on the rain and just drive and hope that it come home.
That part. And I was like, oh, you can spray this type of... I was like, they got some type of Windex stuff you can spray and like water never comes on the car. We don't do that. Like, I go to my dad's house and he's like, why your car look like that? Listen to me. Like, until you have been divorced. Like, that was always my answer. He's like, that is always your answer. I'm like, because I'm surviving it. Like, that is the answer.
Noelle, you done made me look at washing a car in a brand new light.
She got totally you, different. Right?
She got me. The greatest.
She gonna break it up.
That was
down.
A great example analogy of explaining like the importance of having a helpmate.
That's it. That's all
that's
it
what
is.
It is
life. Oh my Lord.
That's life. It is literally your whole entire life, whether it's marriage, friendships, community,
anything.
That is the whole purpose. We are not made to be single and singular
isolated people.
People who are isolated wind up in devastation and depression.
Can I tell you something really quick? This is a little saying, this is a little quote. It says, all right, so man, meaning man, this human, is not meant to be alone.
There you go.
Either you're going to be a god or you're going to be insane.
There you
so
go.
Pick which one you want and there try to go. Get there. That's if you want to be isolated alone. When you tell somebody that, like, kind of hard being God. Yeah.
Right.
So let's go ahead and be insane then. You're going to be a hermit out in the middle of the woods by yourself.
Right.
And depending on what and how you were set up to do so, you might be okay at it. Most people aren't.
No.
Yeah, most people aren't. Some people are. So I don't know about you.
I mean, if you're supposed to be an ascetic, there ain't no other path for you.
You're right. But you're right.
That ain't most people.
That ain't most people, exactly.
We like being warm. We like not having bugs bite us in the ass.
Not having to go and pick our food from the woods.
Right. Well, I mean, I still pick my food from the woods.
You do.
That's fun.
You're right. That's different.
Yeah, but then I like to go away from the bugs.
See? And get away from the thing biting on you. Yeah,
you sit down and eat your berries in the warm.
Yes.
Right. But wouldn't it be good if somebody was fanning the bugs away from you while you picked your food?
Girl, I've been married 10 years. What are you talking about? Ain't nobody gonna fan me. That's like first 3-4 years, maybe.
I don't get no damn fan.
Then the answer is, if you crazy enough to be out there picking food while the bugs is eating you, that's okay.
Why didn't you get enough of me?
There you go. But that leads right into the question about sisterhood.
Yeah.
Because I like how you're talking about the fact that being isolated is not good. I don't think isolation is good for most folks. You have to be a very strong-willed individual, really strong mental capacity to be isolated for long periods of time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why do that?
Why
torture the monkey?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, of course, I always like, this is cool. I like how Tamaya wrote this question. So sisterhood is a safe space for women to be comfortable telling their stories and not feeling judged. Now, as friends, not sisters, how often do you two hold each other accountable as business partners? And how do you separate friendship from business? It's a big question for our audience because, of course, we're millennials who are trying to learn how to adult. Yep. So how do you make sure, you used to always tease it like this.
A lot of people work with fam, too. Yes. You think about that, man.
Yes.
And
so how do
20
you...
20 years of past traumas and things to fuck
oh,
with.
Oh, yeah.
You listen. Stole my candy when I was in Holland when I was a kid. You used to beat me for no reason. Yeah. I ain't do nothing wrong. So how do you hold each other accountable and separate the friendship from the business?
What I think is respect. Mm-hmm. And when I say respect, I mean in all aspects. We respect who each other, who we are individually. We respect that we've had a friendship since God knows Yo. When. Yeah. We respect that even after when we finish this, we got Thanksgiving and Christmas and probably Sunday dinner and whatever cookout together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that our daughters are going to be inseparable. We That's respect right. how each one of us operates. Mm-hmm. She gonna be the process person. She gonna be the snip snap this, and I'm gonna come in with the vision and the creation. And she already know half the stuff you done sent me. I probably didn't look at, and you can just tell me when I get here. But we already like because I
it's understood
how we, it's how we operate. Yeah. But we respect that. She's not gonna get upset that. Well, why didn't you look at this yet? You already know I'm not going to. So mm-hmm. we why don't even need to. But however, I'm going to respect her enough. That I know she gonna tell me to look at this. So let me at least look at it while I'm in the car, and then when I get here,
you don't take right? it personal.
I don't take it personal, but yeah. she doesn't take it personal.
Yeah.
And if we can or can't do something, we say it. And if we can't, then we're like, "Oh wait, my bad." We don't have problems apologizing and say, "You know what? I messed up oh, on that." Wow. Right. Yeah. But that yeah. also comes with a level of healing and understanding, and also being accountable for ourselves. And then if there's something mm-hmm. one of us hasn't done, when we do bring it to each other, it's not in a malicious or antagonizing way or disrespectful, once again, respect. Mm-hmm. Because reciprocity, I believe, is a huge thing between both of us.
Yes.
And
how another RE.
Yes.
Yeah. How you want something done or given to you, you must give that first. Mm-hmm. And so she, I will, like I said, process person. You'll learn with us. And I feel like with a lot of friendships and family that most people don't ever get to touch on is, I believe God brings people in your life for what you need, not for what you want.
Mm. Yes.
Right? She's way more structured than I am. I don't operate in that. I'm the vision creator, and yeah. I just go off the flow.
Mm-hmm. For you to but be able
I,
to do
but
that.
But I still need the structure. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes she can be so structured. I'm like, uh-uh, we just got to flow because that's how we're going to operate. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's how our magic is made. That's how everything just comes together. And so we honestly balance each other out with that.
Yep.
And feeling that today might not be a good – I just feel it ain't a good day. You all right? And that's another thing. It's not always about business. We check on each other. You know? Mm-hmm. Are you okay today? I know we're supposed to record, but if it's not a good day for you, we won't record.
Yeah.
Ooh. And don't take, you know, heat to that. Mm-hmm. Where somebody's like, well, we said we're going to record. No. If that's not it, then we'll figure out another day.
Yeah.
A lot of flexibility.
Yeah.
And so a lot of communication, a lot of respect. And at the end of the day, we're going to be sisters past this.
Yeah.
And so I think those are the main parts of
right.
it.
I'd like to add trust and grace in there as
yes.
well. Mm-hmm. I think that over time, when you, like she said, when you have that balance partner, you have mm-hmm. that person who kind of balances you out, and they offer you a level of grace that you're not used to, right? Mm-hmm. Like, especially for me, I can speak for me. She offers me a level of grace I'm not used to. For me, because I am so structured and so rigid and routine is everything in life, if one little thing could throw me off, you know what I'm saying, for like a month
yeah.
and put me in a different headspace, she just gently reminds me that, well, it's okay, you know? And I'm like, and sometimes I do get on the phone and I'm like, that's just because you live your life freely. Like, you know, like, oh, I wish life could roll that free for me. But then I realize, you know, she actually has a point. It's like, yeah. it's going to be okay. Like, don't worry about today's trouble because tomorrow is going to bring its own.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to move past this knowing that there is something else tomorrow, you know? And so she
keeps you from judging yourself.
There
so
you
harsh.
Go.
Yes.
And it's that's the balance. But that's also what she said to tie it back is that's because we know each other. Mm-hmm. That's because we took the time, you know, even if it is, I take this into my businesses. I get to know my mentees. I get to know my staff at my daycare. Mm-hmm. I spend time to show them that I care enough to want to get to know them and have an interpersonal relationship with them
mm-hmm.
because that interpersonal relationship allows them to be able to feel trustworthy with me. They
yeah.
they trust me
yeah.
and they open up for me. That allows me an opportunity as a boss, as a businesswoman, as a business partner to be able to offer them grace and not come as harsh down as in, oh, well, you were 15 minutes late. Like, right. You know, that just, that set the whole thing, you know, that set the whole day off, that the whole business, I need to write you up. No, because because I've taken the time to get to know you on an interpersonal level, now I know you're likely, this isn't really you every single day. Absolutely. So I offer you this same grace and I say, hey girl, don't worry about it. I was able to fill in for 15 minutes or such and such. We got it handled. Glad to see you. Let's keep it moving for the day. You'd be amazed what responses you get out of people for that.
They probably look at you like you're crazy first.
They look at me like I'm crazy.
For you to do the opposite. Mm-hmm.
But my staff has been there 11 years, 15, 19, and 20.
With you?
The daycare. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have staff in the daycare. It's a family-owned daycare. We have staff in the daycare that raised me in the daycare. So when we get a troublesome child and they bring me the troublesome child and say, you know, can you have a conversation with this child? They know to bring it to me because I used to be that kid in the daycare. And they're like, oh, how do you have this connection with this kid? And it's like, you're going to know how to speak to this kid. You know, and then it's literally, it all plays out. Everything works together. Like we talked about this mm-hmm. week, it's like an ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It all works together, but it's really, honestly, if you break it down, it's reciprocity.
Yeah. Right.
Everything has a little bit of give and take, and life has its own balance. Yeah. It's just finding that sweet spot in there and where you operate. But I will add to all of what you said and say, trust and grace is a big part of it too, because we have the grace. We are all lifing. Life is lifing around us.
Yes.
We all deserve some grace.
Yes.
I wanted to add one more thing. I think it's very important to be partners with somebody who has the same values as you.
Yes.
Because that brings out character in all different parts of life. Because when life starts life and people will do anything, anywhere, and you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not part of my morals with it. It's mine, so let's roll. No.
Absolutely.
Because that business represents both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I think sometimes we forget about that. So,
yeah.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Good point. Well, we had an excellent conversation today.
It was dope. We had a good time.
What's next for y'all?
Yeah, man.
What y'all got going on?
Life is.
I just dropped the plug. So,
shameless
plug time. So, real estate is doing what real estate does. I'm still very blessed in the area.
Wild.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm still closing deals left and right. Like, yeah, absolutely. But that's a trust thing. Like, I make sure that I'm very transparent and honest as a real estate agent. And I help any and everybody, and I go to bat with you until the end. I guess what they define in the real estate where I'm a closer. We are going to close. Don't call me if you don't plan to close because I'm not the agent for you.
Absolutely.
Right? And so real estate is still doing very well. And then for some reason, I guess, God decided to transition me into daycare as well. And so my family has a family-owned operated daycare for 12 years. And not only... This way I got to listen to Redefining You podcast, y'all, because, like, seriously, like, even from episode one, the things we talked about episode one has evolved so much now because in the middle of a divorce, call me crazy, right? In the middle of a divorce, I feel like I was led to invest my savings into my family daycare. Yes. So we
don't transition. Just jump on the wave all the
way.
That is me. You have to know me to know.
So parachute on the way down. It's fine.
Yes. Right. 2 feet in, sink or swim. Oh, I know how to float.
And that's actually how our lives work. She jumps first. Yeah. I'm kind of like,
See what happens. Like that, yeah.
Tell me how it go. And then if it's good, then I'll come too. If not, I'll help you up. I'll throw a rope and let's go.
But that's so funny, though, because that's a balance piece, right? Because I'm the routine and the structure.
Even
there you go, and she's the
risk
blower, but I'm the
risk
taker, and she's the patient person, and she's convert, and
y'all,
it's crazy.
Y'all just co-evolve together. That's what
I'm
happened.
Telling
y'all
you.
Just grab different parts, and
you already got this good. I'll work on other training.
That's exactly And so I just call her whenever things feel like it's going haywire, and I'm like, did I really like? My nose is underneath. Like, help me out, sis. My nose is under the water. She's
it
like,
is.
Well, you just gotta be patient because, like, did you? You know, maybe we missed this step or something. I'm like, ding. I wake up the next morning. It's like, boom, everything. So like any fear and failure, absolutely not. Because I'm going to call when I feel like I'm approaching that race and she answers. So yeah, but that is, the family daycare is thriving.
What's the name of the daycare?
The Right Daycare, WRIGHT, because we are the Rights. Yep.
Shut up. Rights. Where at?
We're right here in Somerville.
Big one.
Yes. So
where y'all people originally from?
Oh, Ofer, we are a blended family.
That's why I asked. That's why I said, where did the right name come
from? Is it the Hollywood? Like, so, don't ask me. I was the Longhorn that was blended into the right. Right. Yeah, so what's the right answer?
So it's funny because my mom and my dad were both rights. They weren't related, but they were definitely rights of different parts. So you can say Hollywood Ravenel, but also James Island, because my dad has parts from James Island, too. And so, yeah, so my parents married a right, so I'm just
a
right. I had to ask, because we have rights and greens in my family. Mm-hmm. Where folks were from King Street and Georgetown. Yeah. That's why I asked.
Could be, but it's
Georgetown, that's where the rights are from.
We still have not done the South Carolina genealogy.
We got to break that down.
Have to, because rice was a big name, especially during slave trade. It was. But it's, you know, part of, we can get in
there. Yeah, we'll get that later.
But it was a prestigious name.
It was. So that's why I was wondering. And then, I already know yours, because I'm in Midland. So
Horn, that's it. Yep, Native American side, my mom's side. But yeah, the Wright Daycare is thriving. We are double capacity from our previous location that we had. We own the building now. So
are you all taking on new children?
We are. Absolutely. Really? Yeah. We have about
tell people how they would contact you all to figure out this.
Oh, you can find us at, for the Wright Daycare, it's therightdaycaresc.com. And you can click the, if you have littles that you want to be cared for in the right way, you can go ahead and click on the contact us or the registration tab and fill out that information. And honestly, you will be put on the wait list, because I am filling these spots left and right. And so, yeah, the Wright Daycare is doing good. I'm Noelle Lawhorn. You can contact me at Show and Sell with Noelle is my social media handle for all social media.
Google was listening. It went ahead and pulled y'all right up.
There we go.
You
should
have a CIA phone. I know I do have a CIA phone. I apologize.
You should probably put a different setting on.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
He's so transparent.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you go to my phone. I tell people, you're welcome. Look through it.
I don't feed the algorithm.
Let me tell you why I say this. I felt so bad. I was because they know I need to be better with being on social media. I went in there to go check my social medias for the month. I call it me social media. So you already know how I am.
Yeah.
I spent 15 minutes the entire week on social media until Thursday when I looked at it for the first time.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm probably less than that now.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So please listen to me, Google. Help me out. So I've been talking to the Google. I've been trying to make it work, because I don't know. I'll be honest. They're like, you got your phone
That's good. Yeah. As a health and wellness person, yes.
See, that's what my wife is telling me. She's like, then stay off of it, bro.
That's
you're fine.
So good.
It's okay.
It just felt weird because I'm in this, but I don't touch it. They're like, it's weird.
It's because you notice what is really happening, and so you're like, nah.
Okay. Right.
I'm gonna eat my lettuce and listen to jazz.
See, that's what I
do. Eat my lettuce and listen to jazz. Sound good to me.
Yep. But my fault. You all have to. My fault. I'm messing y'all's plug up. Continue your plug. Please make sure that they know. Make sure that they know where they can find that podcast, where they can find you on all the nice social medias that we're talking about, and also. If for the professional business part of it specifically, for you, let them know how they can find you for real estate. I'm not sure if I want them to find you, because they'll be hurt when they find you, more than likely.
What do you mean?
Still doing the...
So I am PR in nursing. I was travel nursing, but I'm back home because I have found that life has gotten more balanced with me being home. Uh-huh. I have a 7-year-old daughter, and I love taking her to school and picking her up and being involved. Yes. It is. It's so much fun.
I actually like the domesticity.
I've literally gotten to know who my child is. Wow. And she's gotten to know me on another level, and I'm loving it. So I'm PR in nursing, and really that's more of how God's leading me, because I find when I'm going, I'm literally talking about redefining you, and God is pulling me more in things, ministry, and things of what I'm called to do, marriage and women and help building. So I'm doing all those things while I'm there, and I've believe he's just preparing me for everything else. But other than that, I do have Gym Fit Apparel. It is my beautiful, loving baby that I love. But at the same time, when you got when you have a business, you're like,
we're working on that. Okay. We're working on as the process person. Uh-huh. It's like, sis, you got to have delegation. Like, that is the key to bosshood. Right. Like, you got to delegate. You got to let it go a little bit.
I literally do. I have a project manager, and we've done a lot of things. We've created created a new men's line. Good. And so now we have a lot of things that are planned. I just can't say exactly because they're surprises.
Sure, sure, sure.
But you can find Gym Fit at thegymfitapparel.com. On social media, it's _shopgymfit. Underscore. And then you can find me at @BEE_theCEO. And that's IG, pretty much where I'm at.
Cool.
So, yeah.
How can we find you on the socials?
Absolutely. So I'm nice and fun with real estate. You can find me at Show and Sell with Noelle. And that's
she is branding on point.
Yes, S-H-O-W, the letter N, Sell, S-E-L-L, with Noelle. Yep, and that's everywhere. That's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. You can find Show and Sell with Noelle. Absolutely. Yep. And then you can find The Right Daycare right now, just the website. Don't overwhelm me. We're still transitioning. Perfect. I believe in proper transition.
It's not coming out.
So The Right Daycare, SC.com. And then also for Redefining You Podcast, the whole reason we are here today.
Absolutely.
So you can find Redefining You Podcast. It is at Redefining You Pod. On
easy
everything.
Easy enough.
Is it the same?
Alexa.
That part.
Yo,
Siri. I don't want to say Google, because then they're like, it'll go everywhere.
Right.
It's going to be everywhere. My phone is going to go off. Everything. So, yeah, you guys definitely check us out for Redefining You Podcast. Exciting for season two that's coming. We are finishing up season one. So, thank you guys for allowing us to be on the project today.
Thank you all for coming.
Because that's going to help us promote episode 8, which is going to drop very soon. And then from there, we're going to wrap that season one up. And season two is coming. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're bringing you special guests.
Yes.
We're bringing more people. Oh, thank you. Yes. It's so hard with the website. It's just adorable.
They're all mobile first and everything.
Thank you. And I still even have like a little bit more work to do with the daycare website, but like it's gorgeous, guys. It is truly a blessing. God is really good. Like it's the story, like every story we could ever tell y'all today, we could talk for like 33 years worth of stories because it's crazy. The daycare we bought was a daycare I was raised in. So the daycare is exactly from 1988. Mm-hmm. I was born in 89 and raised in this daycare. And we came back. Like, 12 years later after my mom basically shut them down because she moved and started her own daycare, we came back 12 years later to buy the building and renovate it. So it is a complete renovation. It is 5,000 square feet of this beautiful space for your children. Mm. It's gorgeous. It's 2 acres of a playground. We have two playgrounds. One is two acres.
It's amazing.
See, before and after school care?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Before and after school, transportation to and from the close schools.
So you got to be at work at 6:30 in the morning.
You have a place. Right.
Yeah, 6 a.m. Summer camp to 6 p.m. Yep. And we take 6 weeks in. We take babies at 6 weeks all the way up to 12 years old. And then we also do summer camp. All of our classes.
I'm going to say I got to get started. I'm putting on my wait list.
And I hope you buy a house here in Somerville so you can be close.
You better stop because that's what I got to do next year. So
listen,
you
I got
money.
All. Yes! I'm a one-stop shop.
Well, the only thing I love is to speak to you about something. But I know I have to wrap up because I don't want to get beat up.
I know.
We got P. Diddy over there looking at this. So let's hurry up because we don't want to have to walk for cheesecake. All right, so... This is DJ and what? I just want to thank you all for being on the podcast today. We had a great conversation today. Of course, we're going to want to speak with you all again once we see how some things turn out going moving into that you all second season. And of course, for us, this is our fourth season. But I want to sign off. It's DJ and what?
It's Mike.
Yeah, skip over in the corner.
Right. Running the gears.
And of course, our esteemed guest, Brittany Wright, Noelle Lawhorn. We thank y'all for being here with the Redefining You Podcast.
Boop, boop. Yes.
Man.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it today.
We did. We had fun.
No, I can tell. Until next time.
We did.
You're right.
Until next time, this is the Hilltop Club Podcast signing off. Please tell somebody next to you that you love them and that you appreciate them. And we will see you on the next episode. Peace.
That's it for today's episode of the Hilltop Club Podcast.
Make sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and other platforms.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Hilltop Glove.